Who would ever think that the Antichrist governments of the nations would use your pastor to push their agenda in coercing you, forcing you, deceivably encouraging you to take the vaccine? This is prerequisite, or this is an example of the mark of the beast. If not the mark of the beast, this is how it's happening, children of God. The wicked pastors, the wicked leaders of the nations, your wicked pastor that you have put your trust in all of these years, the vulnerable sheep. I need you to pass this on to every pastor, every member that you know. The vulnerable sheep that put their trust in their pastors all of these years, thinking their pastors loved them. Now, these wicked men and women are going to be used by government agencies, by head of states, by presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens and emperors. They are going to be used because of filthy lucre, because of money being paid, being promised things and from the government, being promised money from the government and easy access to millions of dollars, easy access to favors for money and for anything that the government can promise them to build their enterprise, their religious enterprise, including you, that must include you in their seat. These wicked pastors will encourage you to take the vaccine. Listen to the government. Listen to the wicked Antichrist government. Listen. They would listen and be in, and it's told, it's promised millions of dollars. It's told, it's promised favor just for the things of this world that will perish. They will encourage you to take the vaccine. And many of them have already done so from the pulpits. In your ears, encourage you to take the vaccine. Nothing is wrong with it. What are they going to say when the 666? What are they going to say then? What are they going to do? You have to eat, you have to feed your children. When the Bible said they that take the mark of the beast will not go to heaven, they will be hell bound. That's the number for that. That's the number for hell, to seal your eternity in hell. People of God, you have trusted man and you have not trusted Jesus Christ, the Word. Well, it is time to break free. It is not exciting to take the vaccine, as you hear others are saying and making appeal that was good. Having the bad experience from the vaccine is not the reason not to take the vaccine. Knowing that it pushes government agenda, the Antichrist agenda, you do not need that in your body. You don't need what they have put together to make you a dysfunctional spirit. We are going to die anyway. We need not to fear death, because one day you're going to die. Your mother did, your father did, your grandparents did, your uncle did, your children did, your child did, your brother did, your sister did, your friend did, your boss, your co-worker, your politician, your preacher, your pastors, our pastors that you know, bishops, apostles, everybody was dying from, we came here, people were dying. We are going to die. Our faith is in Jesus Christ. I'm speaking to the church. If you get this and you are not safe, run into the ark of safety before it's too late. It's Jesus Christ. But whoever thought that your pastor, that you put your trust in, would deceive you, would lie to you, would be purchased by government to coerce you, to encourage you to take anything from the governor, from the government. Believers, it's time to get real. It's time to shake yourself and get back to holiness. There's nothing we are going to do about what is happening. All we have to do is get into the rock. Build our house on the rock. Examine ourselves and make sure we are built on the word of God. Because on the sand, false beliefs, a false counsel, false faith, it's going down like sand because the storm is brewing. The storm is brewing. Oh, yes, it is here, but this is not the extreme, the strong point of the storm. It's only brewing. As bad as it the wind is, as bad as the waves are, it's only brewing. Worse things to come. You will not buy or sell safe having the mark of the beast. It's rumored that there will be vaccine passports. Many things are rumored. Can't travel. Many things are rumored. But it's the same thing with the mark of the beast. Remember, it was prophesied. We don't know how it's going to happen and what it's going to be like. But we were warned. People, we were warned. Don't let these nurses and doctors and these other friends and families who are taking the vaccine excite you about taking the vaccine. This is the mark of the beast. Prerequisite to the mark of the beast if it's not the mark of the beast. But it will happen the same way. This is a practice. This is a rehearsal for the mark of the beast. Are you going to take it because someone said it's exciting to take and they took it? When in the scripture, the Bible warned us not to take it, people of God, find a true pastor. If you have to look in a cave for it, pray and ask God to give you a true pastor so that you can be strong. This is no time to go to church because of the beautiful edifices. This is no time to go to a church because the personality of the pastor. Hallelujah. These are wolves in sheep clothing. Ravenous wolves. They are in it for the money. They've sold their souls to the devil. I want to warn you, pastors. You are going to stand before God. Fear God. You are going to stand before God. You are going to stand before God and you will hear, depart from me forever and ever. Pastors, it is not too late to repent. It is not too late to see yourself. You have been driven by the devil, by Lucifer himself, and your soul is at stake. It is not too late to repent. It is not too late, pastors, to fear God. It is not too late. Stop that money driven sledge that you are on. It is not too late, hallelujah, to stop sliding and be carried away, hallelujah, by worldly material things, by the promises of government to lie, being paid, promised grants for the church. Where are you going to spend that? There, you can't use that in hell, pastors. You can't use it in hell. Where are you going to spend those millions of dollars that you're being deceived to run after? Where are you going to spend that? And you're taking down precious souls instead of you telling them, teach the word, pastors. It's time. pastors, true pastors, it's time to talk about eschatology. It's time to talk about the end time, the end of the world. It's time to warn the sheep about the end time now. It's time that they be awakened that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, Jesus will come. It's time to stop playing church as usual. It's time to weep and mourn between the porch and the altar. It's time to stop faking revival services. It's time to stop having services to raise money. It's time to get the souls aware of what is coming. It's time for tarrying services. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to change the order of service. People of God, men of God, women of God, it's time to warn the church in this end time that we live in. The events are happening. The events are happening. It's time to warn the church to get ready. Jesus is coming. It's no time for ordination services. It's no time, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, to go through the program of doing what we have done all of these years without the Lordship of the Holy Ghost. It's time to fear the Lord. People, do not allow pastors to dictate your life. Go back to the Bible, pray and seek God, hallelujah, to lead you to a pastor that would teach you. Understand it. It's time to bring your body under subjection, people of God. Paul said, although I preach the gospel, if I don't bring my body under subjection, I too become a castaway. It's time to stop playing church, going to church for religious fix. Hallelujah. It's time to be holy. It's time to change. It's time to be transformed. It's time to forsake sin. It's time to forsake the lust of the flesh, having your own way. Hallelujah. Your own self-righteousness. It's time to qualify by the word of God. The way is so straight and so narrow. Few there be that find it. It's time to stop justifying yourself, your religion. Examine yourself and see if you are in the faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to crucify the flesh. It's time to deny the lust of your flesh. It's time to deny sin. It's time to forsake sin, the lust of the flesh, the worldly lifestyle, the entertainment of the world. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to be separated, come out from among the world. It's time to forget about entertainment or sports. It's so much mixed up. You are going to heaven or you are going to hell. Jesus said we ought to be separated. We ought to be a peculiar people. We ought to be a holy nation, a royal priesthood, because we are a chosen generation. A generation is not chronologically. A generation is the church age. The church age. It has nothing to do with physical age, chronological age. It is the church age from the book of Acts. From Acts chapter 2 until Jesus come, that is the generation, holy generation. It's not millenniums. It's like false teachers and false prophets want you to know. It's not that there is no such thing, hallelujah, as a Benjamin generation. There is no such thing. These are things that false prophets put together. The church age, old and young, there is no age, no chronological age in the church. This is the Lordship of the Holy Ghost, this generation, this church age. It's under the Lordship of the Holy Ghost. Pastors, it's time to warn the flock. It's time to teach about the deception of the mark of the beast. It's time to change the message and be current with the Holy Ghost and understand what people need at this hour. You cannot give a thirsty man anything but water. You cannot give a hungry man anything but bread. Know the time and seasons, Pastor. I'd like to encourage you, pastors. Know the time and seasons. I'm wonderful servants of the Lord. Know the time and seasons. The sheep need to be aware of deception. They need a safe haven where they can be sheltered from the storm. From this eternal storm, that this blast of a storm, this that the winds are blowing and the storm is raging, the seas are raging to take them down. Deception, hallelujah, lies, and they're listening to every voice on the internet. They're passing around every voice. They don't know who these people are from and what they're talking, and they listen to every false teacher. Every voice out there. The sheep, the vulnerable sheep, are listening to the internet. It's time to stop the flock from the internet, from listening to everything other than what you are, what the word of God is saying to them. It's time to let them know the danger of listening to everybody, listening to the nurses, listening to the doctors, getting advice from ungodly people. Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man that taketh not counsel from the ungodly. It's time to show the sheep the traps for their feet that the devil has planted outside of the word of God, outside of the counsel of the Holy Ghost, who is, hallelujah, the lordship of the church in this hour, by Jesus Christ, by the sovereign Father. Who would ever think, your pastor? Please send this out. Please send this out to every one of your contact members. It's time to understand this is not a joke. This vaccine is a prerequisite. This is not a joke. This is a rehearsal for the mark of the beast. So they tried closing down the church. They tried shutting down the church. And they saw how easy that was because they gave people of the pastors millions to go behind the scene. Get off the street corners. Be virtual. Don't go to doors. Let people die in their sins. Let them die in their confusion. They can't get the internet. Let those old folks die. Let them wither spiritually and dry up. Their faith dry up and they begin to sin, and let them go to hell. Get off the street corner. So the drug addicts, so a soul that's looking for a spiritual hospital wouldn't find an open door. The devil, it's all set up by the devil. They wouldn't find an open door. Yet the hospitals, they can find the hospitals. Yet they can find the liquor store. I make sure they're open because they are essential. The devil around the world, around the nations, they tried closing down the church. They saw how easy that rehearsal was. They saw how easy that rehearsal was. They saw how easy the pastors, your pastor was a part of the procession of the rehearsal. They saw how easy they just paid the church, promised them millions of dollars, and they all closed the doors. Even the mega churches, they all closed the doors. Hallelujah. We thank God for the few who did not. Wherever you are, wherever you, please get this to every pastor. Get this to your pastor. Get this to every member. Get this to your friends. Get this to your contact. Put it on your social network. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Put it on your social network and let people know. Let them be warned. This is a rehearsal. This vaccine is a rehearsal. Just like that for the mark of the beast. It will be so easy. Your friends, your family. Oh, I took it. I'm okay. This has nothing to do with being okay or not being okay. This has something to do with the word of God already told us that they would make us. They would compel us. We would have to take the mark of the beast. Whether you to buy or sell, you have to take the mark of the beast to exist financially. You're going to have to take the mark of the beast. Now we have been opened up to vaccine passport. So whatever it is that you need to do, vacation. Well, I need a vacation. Well, I need to feed my children. Well, I need food. Well, I need. It's sudden destruction is here, people. Be warned. Make up your mind. You will die. Have a meeting with your children and let them know. Have a meeting with your family and let them know. We are the family that would die first. We would pray and the just shall live by his faith. We will pray for angels to feed us. We'd pray for God to give us the strength to be sustained. But like the three Hebrew boys, even if God does not deliver us, O King, we would rather burn than bow. Make up your mind. This is crunch time. The pressure is on to serve Lucifer. Lucifer has successfully concluded his plan, and now it's being executed. All by design, though. Our God is not asleep. For 2 Thessalonians 2 and 10, because they refuse to love the truth. I, therefore, God said, will send them strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. Well, you can't fight God, can you? Well, you can't beat God, can you? So humble yourself, because there is a hell for every rejecter of God, every stunt heart of God. Who would ever think the devil would use your pastor to force you to take the mark of the beast, to encourage you to take the mark of the beast? What pastor would say to you, well, you have to eat? Look in the Revelation chapter 30. Look in the book of Revelation where God sent his angels to his servant John to warn the church, to warn the church age throughout the church age, to warn us, hallelujah, on how it's going to happen, what is going to take place, what we should do and what we should not do when we are forced by government. This is a rehearsal for the mark of the beast, if it is not only the mark of the beast. It's been said by many scientists and medical professionals that this vaccine will somehow disfigure your DNA, somehow alter your DNA, make you into another person. It can, what they put in the vaccine can change your perspective, can change your mind, can change your personality, can make you vulnerable. These wicked men to control people, but it's by design. But those of you that hear the Spirit, those of you that love God, open your eyes, pray, let God open your eyes. Those of you that are sinner, put your crime machines down, put your criminal weapons down. Seek the Lord. Prisoners, seek the Lord. Forget about crimes, forget about sin, forget about fornication. Put your body to death, take the lust of the flesh and kill it. Hallelujah. Save your soul for everlasting life. May I beg you to save your soul. May I beg you to see your pastor in a different light. If he or she is not in the word of God, if they living in pleasure, they cannot lead you through the narrow gate, the straight gate and the narrow way. If they're living in pleasure, they're dead while they yet live. The scripture says they are dead while they yet live. They want pleasure. Hallelujah. They want the lust of the flesh. Everything is well. Toothpick in the mouth. They're living in pleasure. They're eating well. They have money. Their family is sitting well. But be thou warned, O pastor, O apostle, O prophet, O lying prophets. Be thou warned, O pastor. Be thou warned, evangelist, going out there preaching. Be thou warned, everyone that make yourself a preacher on Facebook, on this internet. Be thou warned. No, the Holy Ghost, the Lordship of the Holy Ghost is not in you. Be thou warned. Hallelujah. You will stand before the great throne of God. Young people, the church that has been handed to you is not the church Jesus Christ died for. But the Bible is still there. The rock is still there for you to go and search it out and pray to God. You are not a pastor. God called leaders that are proven to shepherd you into everlasting life. You are not a pastor because you know some head knowledge. It's deep revelation. You can't live it. You've not been tested. You've not been in a storm and survived. You need strength. Hallelujah. Stop exalting yourself. He that exalts himself shall be abased. You want to do things for God. You want to preach. You want to prophesy. But God wants everybody to be holy. We have one calling, and that calling is to repentance, for holiness, to perfect holiness. Second, Corinthians 7:1, perfect holiness in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Cleansing ourselves of the filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Settle down yourself and stop preaching. God didn't call you to preach. These blind leaders are calling you to preach. You know fully well you're not worthy of no preaching. You don't even understand the scripture that you're quoting. You don't even understand. You're being damned and condemned for hell. You're being damned unto hell. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned, shall be condemned. Hallelujah. You know the Holy Ghost is not using you, hallelujah, because of your position, hallelujah. Blind pastors use you, hallelujah. No, you're not even broken. You don't even know that word. You don't know the things of the Holy Ghost. You don't know the deep repentance of the Holy Ghost. You don't know how the Holy Ghost purify, hallelujah, glory to God, his vessels in order to make them fit. You've not been in the fire of the Holy Ghost. You've not been in the belly of the Holy Ghost. Who's given you authority to preach? Where do you get your authority to go up on the pulpit of God? Who's given you authority? You're gonna burn in the fire of hell. Glory to God, touching the things of God. People, repent. The church is too loose. Hallelujah. Close the doors. Make the church sacred, pastors. You're using everybody to teach. You're using everybody to talk. You're using everybody to come in the pulpits of the Lord, the sacred house. And you're using anybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let everybody be silenced. Hallelujah. 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 Tighten up the house of God. Tighten up the house of God. You're using everybody. You're pitying everybody. Well, this one didn't do this. Well, this one can do this. Well, this body can do this over here. This body can usher. This body can sweep the floor. Before people are even sanctified, before people are even proven, before people, God is angry. Pastor, you're going to stand before God for running a slack house. You're going to stand before God for running a slack house, even if it's your wife. She has to be holy. She has to be holy. You're going to stand before God for shunning the whole counsel of God, failing to give the people the whole counsel of God. Remember, you are only the messenger. You are only one member of the body, and that is not the head. You are not the head. Jesus Christ is the head. You're going to stand before God how you run his house. Putting unholy people in position. Putting people who are not broken, has not been consecrated, has not been dead. Hallelujah, glory to God. Has not died yet to the flesh. Has not been tested to the night. Rebellious, disobedient, mouthy, heady. All of these sins that exist and come out of them. Hateful mixture of the world. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you put them in position because they have a desire, because they feel that God has called them. Well, do you not understand? Hallelujah. Paul spoke to Timothy about giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. Seducing spirits. God has called you. When God called a man, how he put them through the fire. When God called a man, hallelujah, he put them through the fire of humility, of brokenness. He put them through the fire of death. Hallelujah. You have to die a death. Hallelujah. And they're not dead yet. Well, God called you. Well, God called you to go through the death. Let me see the death. Hallelujah. Glory to God of the fire of the Holy Ghost upon you. Let me see the death. Well, when you die, I will know, hallelujah, that you are a fit vessel. Stop using these people to usher. Stop using these people to sweep the floor. Stop using these people to clean the yard and park the cars. Hallelujah. Everybody should be filled with the Holy Ghost and humility, and the death of Christ, hallelujah, should be the evidence on their body. Let see the sanctification on their face. See the glory of the Holy Ghost on their face. It's time to fear the Lord, pastors. It's time to fear God, not your way, not your way. It's time to look in the word of God. God is still holy. God is still fearful. This is the God that stepped his feet on the mountain and it smoked and it cracked. Billows of smoke came out of it. This God is holy. God is holy, pastors. God is holy, people. God is holy. Don't let any pastor play with you. You have one soul if you want to go to heaven. Fear God. God is holy. Stop what you're doing for God and be holy. Repent of your sins, seek the Lord. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hosea 10 and 12. It is time to seek the Lord until he come and reign righteousness. Tear your heart open. Find all of the iniquities and sins. Yes, the false prophet think this is a joke and this is too much because they're on their way to hell. This road, the gate is straight and the road is narrow. And at least two times, in two different occasions, Jesus said, enter in. Hallelujah. Luke 17, Luke 13, 24. Hallelujah to the young Jewish lad. Enter in the narrow gate, the narrow path, the straight gate, the narrow path. Hallelujah, glory to God. Praise the Lord. For you shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you'll be thrust out. Hallelujah, glory to God. And for the good man of the house, soon rise and lock the door. He will rise and lock the door. The door of salvation will be locked. The door of salvation will be locked. The door is about to be locked. If you have your loved ones that are not saved, Jesus said, the good man of the house will soon rise and lock the door. The door of salvation will be locked. You're not going to have access forever. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, preach salvation, pastors, preach Jesus Christ, preach in time, preach urgent, hallelujah, glory to God, get right with God, people of God, you're sitting in the church, go in the Monday night prayer, go in the Wednesday night teaching, whatever week or night it is, go in the worship service. Worship is not singing, worship is who you become when you die to flesh, when you go through the chambers of death to the flesh, when you go through the chambers of death to the mind, to the carnal man. When you die, hallelujah, when you take up your cross and die like Jesus died and be resurrected in the holiness of God in a transformed mind, when humility is the clothing, is the robe that you wear, when you are no longer in charge, when you become a slave to the lordship of the Holy Ghost. It's much to do. It's much to do. Much to seek God for. It's much apparel to put on. It's much dying to die. But we have a short time to do so. Hurry up. Hurry up. Stop the preaching. Stop the singing. Stop the selling of CDs. Stop the selling of images. Stop the selling of yourself. Wake up, people. Wake up, people. Stop the lying. You know fully well. Are you ready to go to hell? You want to take that journey to hell? Then don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to take the lying testimony back. Don't be ashamed to say, I'm not ready. I'm going to stop the playing. I'm going to stop the gaming. I'm going to stop the prophesying. I'm going to stop all this mess that I'm doing in the name of the Holy Ghost, trying to impress people and who you are. And you're on your way to hell because seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. You know just how those spirits are so evil and they can mimic the Holy Ghost. But the word of God will let us know. You having a form of godliness but denying the power. Upon this rock I build my church. Jesus the Christ. Jesus the anointed one. The living word of God. You are the son of the living God. The son of the living God. The word of God. Upon this rock I build my church. You cannot ignore the word. The word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We don't know where we're going without the scripture. The devil can mimic the spirit. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. God speak to me. Which God? Your father the devil? Examine yourself and fear God. You do want to go to heaven. Then let the word of God strip you. Let the word of God take those old, deceitful, lying clothing off. Open your eyes and see the enemy. Open your eyes and see the enemy. Open your eyes and see the enemy. People are going through so many things. God showed me. Curse God and die. Give up. The voice that the devil used to Job's wife, he's using today. Give up. Give up. Ask him, like Peter responded to Jesus Christ. Master, If we go, where will we go? You have the words of eternal life. Looking back is death. Look back at your past and see what is worth going back to. Hell is still behind you. Press forth. Paul said, I press. I press. You're not alone. The whole church, we all pressing. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. We all pressing. But Jesus Christ is our victor. He causes us to triumph. Break out a song in your time of discouragement. Call your pastor. Call a true saint of God. Break out a song unto the Holy Ghost. Break out a praise of thanksgiving unto the Holy Ghost in your time of discouragement. Hallelujah. Get on your knees and cry out to God. Break out a song. A song is your weapon. It will chase. It will chase. It will chase the devil away. Remember King Jehoshaphat? They won the battle with just the singers. With just the singers. They won the battle with singers. They didn't have any weapon of mass destruction against the armies that came up against them. Remember in 2 Chronicles 20, they did not use any army weapon. They used singers. And God confused the minds of their enemies. Break out a song in your time of struggle. Force yourself to be in every prayer meeting. Force yourself to be in every prayer meeting. It's time for praying. It's time for tarrying service, Pastor. Tarrying service. People need to receive the Holy Ghost power. They need the word of faith to hold on in this hour. They need to know what God is saying for this hour. We are in a new hour. We're in a different hour. They need a different type of meal. They need strengthening. They need assurance, pastors. Please, I encourage you. They need assurance. They need to be assured. They see what the world. They need to understand what is going on in the world. It's not politics. They need to understand that the government cannot solve their problem, and it may never be solved. And the religious temperature about praying over everything and praying for everything, for God to pray. God embarrassed the churches of America praying for a presidency when they don't even see that God is taking care of his business. And the Antichrist, the book of Revelation is being fulfilled. They're praying against it. Lovers of this world. Lovers of this world. This world is not going to be any good. No matter how you pray, the Bible said there shall be a new heaven and a new earth. But they love this world. They want to rule and reign in this world. But the true believer, the bride of Christ, is looking for the groom to appear. Because he went away to prepare a place. Let not your heart be troubled. John 14, 1. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you will be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Please make sure your pastor get hold of this. He will stand before God. You will stand before God. I will stand before God. We all shall stand before God. Please put this on your social network. Pass it around the world so the children of God can hear, those that are yet to be saved, and be firm and holy and serious, letting go of sin and the flesh and the world and the worldly church, standing in the righteousness of God, their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, of the scripture. Not of man's counsel, not of a diluted gospel. Paul said in Acts 20 and 27, I shall not give you the whole counsel of God. Pastors, you're going to stand before God and hear, depart from me. You are avoiding giving people the righteousness of God, the whole counsel of God. But people, if your heart is right, you'll search for it like you searched for everything else. That's why, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How shall you escape? You looked for everything else. You searched for everything else that matters to you. Why are you settling? because it's easy for your flesh, because that's what your flesh wants to do. But you exercise strength and energy and effort for everything else, to get everything else. This is, but your one and only soul, this is for everlasting life. Why don't you do more searching? Why don't you become more desperate to be right with God, to know what's in that Bible, and kill everything on your body? Kill everything in your path for that dash to everlasting life. Everything that separates you from everlasting life. God bless you. Bride of Christ, be encouraged. Cinnamon, the door is still open. It's not locked yet. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, church. Call ye upon him while he's near. You sinners that sit in churches, you sinners that worship, you religious sinners that worship pastors, that worship images, that attracted to these celebrity pastors and all of their entourage, and you're forgetting your soul, you're forgetting the word of Christ, repent before it's too late. God bless you. Pray, people, pray. Seek ye the Lord.